Union leads 7-3 as we get ready to start the second half. Union again kicking from left to right. The Redskins in white pants, white jerseys, black numbers with red outlines on it, silver helmets. It is Southlake with a white pants, a green jersey with white numbers, as well as a white helmet with a green dragon on it. Now remember, the NCAA rules are you can run this thing out of the end zone if you would like to do so. Cade Bell is the guy that they want to return kicks. He's back with another dragon, but he'll be the guy that they'll try to get it to. The officials are set. We've got pretty good wind here blowing from the east to the west. It's keeping that Texas Southern American flag almost straight out to our right. Rauschenberg approaches, puts the foot to it. This one's going to go deep, probably about 4 yards, and they're going to go ahead and down that thing, and they'll bring it out to the 25-yard line. That was Jake Murphy who put the knee down on the ground. So leading 7-3 and having held Southlake to only around 65 yards in the first half, the Redskins will go right back on defense. And certainly, Zach, one turnover for each team, but they'd like to have another one and continue that momentum.
Yeah, they did a really good job last year of always picking up or continuously picking up some big momentum and a turnover, and that'd be awesome for the senior team to pull together right now.
Jack Johansson, the running back. Mason Holmes, again, the quarterback. Once again, the four-receiver set that we see so often, two tighter splits and then two far out. It's going to be a shotgun once again. Mason standing back around the 20-yard line. He's going to go straight back to throw. Fires left side. Ball caught at the 31-yard line, up to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Clayton Keyes is the guy who caught that. That's good for 12. Fast tackle in there made by Union Mitchell Lewis and Jordan Starks, but that's good for a first down right away. They pop it out there. They'll move it to their 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Holmes once again in the shotgun. Again, it's Johansson set to his left. Long snap count. Holmes with the snap, looking again to his left, has lots of time. Fires middle of the field. That ball intercepted by Crittenden at the 40. He's at the 35. He's at the 50. Pardon me, at the 45, 40. He's down to the 35. Flag flies at the 30 at the 25-yard line. The flag way behind the play, and it was Kyrie Fisher who made the block on, I think that was Keyes, and I mean laid him out. Keyes jumped up, and the flag came later than that, so it's going to be a clip or a block in the back, probably around the 46 or 47-yard line. But Crittenden, just with the perfect play on that, cuts to the inside, ran the better route, honestly, and grabbed that interception, and there's that turnover.
He was in perfect position, just as he was in the first half when he got called for pass interference. He was on the inside shoulder again, and the quarterback underthrew it. Holmes, being a senior quarterback, probably needs to put that up over the top, make a better decision, but it's a great decision for Crittenden, and he picks that thing off and runs probably 45 yards down the other direction, and with the referee standing in the middle of the field, looks like it's going to come back most of that direction.
Well, and Clayton Keyes is the guy that paid the price for that one. So they're going to bring it all the way back to the 42-yard line of Union, but in reality, that's by about 20 yards better than they've been getting field position-wise.
That's no doubt.
So leading 7-3 with 11:30 to go in this third period, Union will take it over right there. And it looks like Morrison's going to come back out at quarterback. Isn't that Peyton? No, it's not. It's Grady Davenport. Grady Davenport will be at quarterback. It's first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Shamari Brooks will be the running back. He's going to hand to the right side to Shamari. Bounces up inside. Got a little room. Shamari to the 48-yard line. He's taken down there. That was kind of old Shamari Brooks there. Spittler made the tackle. Not before a 7-yard gain. Second and 3.
There you see him again, though. He breaks a hand tackle at the first line of defense and makes it all the way up into the third level. So great job there by the power.
From the 48-yard line, their own 48, we're going to call it second down and 3 for the Redskins. Just underway, second half. They'll hand again to Brooks, and he's going to break free again. He's across the 45-yard line of South Lake Carroll, down to the 44. That's going to be a gain of about 7 and another first down. Barnes on the tackle, but Union is moving it now offensively.
Shamari on the ground, just dogging it out, just getting as many as he can.
Morris to the left side. Also out there is Trey Brown. To the right side, A.K. Wilson. Davenport will send, actually, Trey in motion. There's a flag. He hands off to Trey left side, and he's not going to get much. Won't be bounced outside against 35 to the 40. Now he's going to be down inside that to around the 36-yard line. Jeter on the tackle, but I think that early flag will be against Union, and this whole thing will probably go for naught. That would have been a first down gain and would have gotten him about 12, but I think it's all going to come back.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah, especially where it's come down. But that's a great run there. It's the first time we've seen that cross-field motion and a handoff to the receiver. We saw that quite a bit last year, and to put it in Trey's hands, what a great idea. I mean, that guy's just awesome to watch.
Heard the coaches were talking on the bus, and they were talking about moving into college positions because a lot of the guys on our bus were strength coaches and such. And they talked about workouts, and one of them said, you know what, though, in the end it doesn't matter. He said Trey Brown could not work out a day in the summer, walk in the locker room, and still be the best athlete.
You know, I've known so many of those guys, and it always frustrated me. They just are so athletic, and I always had to work so hard at it. But, man, that kid, he really shined last year, really grew into a great football player, and it'll be exciting to watch him just continue to grow.
So there were two penalties on the play. Southlake turned down one, took the holding penalty against Union, and that is a point of foul penalty. So that'll mark the ball back to around the 46-yard line of Union, and we will end up with first and, what, 20? Well, almost 20 on the nose. So at the 46-yard line, they'll need to go to the 36-yard line of Southlake Carroll. Shamari Brooks still in there at running back. Davenport, the quarterback. They've been playing. You've seen an awful lot of Kyrie Richardson tonight. He may end up figuring in very nicely. He's out to the right side. Davenport looks left. He's going to fire middle of the field, and that ball is almost intercepted. It was behind Moore. It was knocked away, and that was Murphy who was there, and Moore did a nice job of reaching back with a big hand and kind of knocking that one down. It'll be second and 10.
Grady looked really comfortable in the pocket. He did just what he needed him to, step up in the pocket, make the throw just a little bit behind CJ out there. Couldn't come down with a catch, but stuck right in there for it.
So once again, there's a reason you don't hear any crowd noise. It's not because there's no crowd. It's because we are in a hermetically sealed booth. I think this is where they keep the Oscar nominations. No one, and I mean no one can get in here. Sound can't penetrate. We're lucky that there's air. There's no dust. If you were to drop it in the ocean, it wouldn't sink. So you're not going to hear a whole lot, but there really is a crowd here. Second and 10 Union at their own 46. Davenport rolls to the right, has pressure from the backside. Going to have to hurry. Fires it, and it's going to go out of bounds. He was trying to get that ball down to Nichols. It actually was caught by an assistant coach for Southlake around the 42-yard line. It'll be third down and 20, but I like the decision that he threw it up high and out. He didn't force anything. That's a safe play.
He's played very soundly so far, and that's a tough ball. He's rolling out. I think he was maybe a little slow to let go of the ball, but there was a lot of chaos out there where he needed to throw. So he does. He puts it out there where no one else can catch it.
Third down and 10, or 20, pardon me, for Union. They lead 7-3, 10:32 to play here in this third period. Back once again is Davenport. He's going to have run out of time and go forward, and he's going to be taken down. He got about a yard. Luke Jeter brought him down, so it won't count as a sack. It'll just be a not very much rushing yard, and Union will not be able to take advantage of their second turnover that they've gotten tonight, and they will have to once again kick it away, but hopefully we'll be able to flip the field. On comes Farquhar to kick. He's had a couple of really good kicks tonight. He had one that went off the side of his foot. Cade Bell will go back around the 15-yard line. Farquhar standing at his 32-yard line. Nice snap. He's going to run to his right and soccer style that thing, and that's a nice kick. It's going to float up and hit around the 25. It's going to take a Union bounce, and this is what the Redskins needed. That'll go down to around the 17-yard line of Southlake, and that's where the Dragons will start. Jordan Starks marks it there, leading 7-3. Union with 10 minutes to go here in this third period. They'll pin Southlake deep.
Well, transition some of that field position, and now they get to start the deepest they've had the ball all night.
Southlake's just not put together much offensively. Their best offense, unquestionably, has been Audrick Gaines running the ball. The transfer, but they've not given it to him an awful lot. He's out there now. He and Johansson are going to be flanked on either side of Holmes, the quarterback, in the shotgun, first and 10 Southlake at their 17-yard line. Holmes standing around his probably 12-yard line. He's going to hand inside to Johansson. He's got a bit of a crease across the 20. He'll get to the 21-yard line. That'll be it. Jordan Starks got him there. It's a good first down gain. We'll call it 5.5. Say it's second down and around 4.
Well, Holmes last year coming with almost 3,000 yards, had a bunch of targets out there to throw to, and this year he's got a lot smaller targets, and they're not just quite as seasoned.
Going to once again go with the two running backs. They're going to again hand it off, same play, and it's going to break to the left side. Johansson out to the 29-yard line. That's good for a first down. It's about 6 yards. Crittenden on the tackle. Looks like maybe Southlake has decided they're just going to grind this thing, so they're going to stay with the two backs. First and 10, Dragons, trailing 7-3, 9:37 to go, third period. Now at their 29-yard line, Holmes. Snap again. This time he's going to hand to Gaines. Gaines is going to slam it up inside. Boy, he runs hard. He got to around the 32-yard line. Jordan Kelly met him, but I think he may have knocked Jordan down. That's good for about 3, and it'll be second and 7.
Jordan Kelly's put on some weight since last year. Now he's taking up the middle and making some big plays.
He's almost 300. Holmes again in the shotgun on this second down. This time he's going to fire it out to the right. That ball is complete to the probably 37, 38, 39-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 39 right near the first down. Ball goes to Hudson Schramm, his first catch of the night. I think that is good for a first down. So, yeah, soften it, run it, run it, run it. Patrick Fields on the play, and then let Mason Holmes raise up and pop that thing, and they do. The official is going to come over and look. Will they measure this? Nope, say first down.
Say that'd be the first one of the year and first one two
that'd
seasons.
Be the first one of the decade. You kidding me? They haven't measured a play since the 70s. These guys have got a plane to catch or something. First and 10, Southlake. Two quick first downs for the Dragons, trailing 7-3. They're at the 39-yard line, their own 39. Once again, two backs behind Holmes. He's going to turn hand to Gaines again. Gaines bounces out to the right side. He won't get an awful lot this time. Got tattooed late in that play. Darius Thornton was the second guy to hit him, and he popped him good. So that's going to be a gain of about a yard. It'll be second and 9.
Well, good job there. Just pressure up inside. They're just running the ball out to Gaines, right, left, right, left. A lot of times happens, and then they try to lull you to sleep a little bit.
That may be what they're doing again. Second and 9 now. Ball at the 41-yard line. They'll need the 49 for the first down. Holmes going to run it up inside on the quarterback draw, and he didn't get much. He got about a yard. He's not really what you would call a threat to run. They'll give him, the 42. Thornton again on the tackle and a big third down coming up here. 8 minutes to go in this third period, 7-3 Union. And if Southlake has to kick this one away, especially against the wind, it could be dangerous for them. Ball's at the 42. Again, they need the 49, so we're going to call it third down and 7. Three receivers come bunched to the left. That's the near side. Holmes has Gaines to his left. Holmes is set in the shotgun. He's straight back. Here comes the pressure. Holmes is going to throw it far right side, and that ball is going to go out of bounds. Decent coverage there by Union. That was Hudson Shrum they were trying to get it to. I think it was Patrick Fields out there on the coverage, but the ball was going to go out of bounds either way, and so Southlake will have to kick it away. And you know, I know coaches are smarter than we are. That's why they get paid to do this, and we're just up here. But I think I'd stick with the running game if I'm Southlake Carroll. They're at least starting to gain yardage.
Yeah, I think they did. They tried to stick to it there. I mean, third and 7 yards, they got to put something in the air, maybe some, you know, try to come up with something. But Holmes really tonight has been thus far very unimpressive.
They're just going to kick it away from their own 44-yard line. Now Landon Woods back around the Union 30. He might have an opportunity here. That ball is going to go down and back and over his head. Landon's going to do the smart thing and let it go. It bounces at the 5. Can it get in the end zone? Yet did. Oh, boy. Whew. Now, thank goodness for playing college rules on that one, because that ball could have dangerously been touched early and in high school might have gotten down. Instead, it bounces into the end zone, and the Redskins will have it at their own 20. 7:31 to play, third period, 7-3 Union. More Redskins football next on KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Back in Southlake, Union already on their third down play. The Redskins run two very quick plays. Darius Boone, that time carrying the football, both of them running plays. And they move it all the way from their 20-yard line to the 29-yard line. Peyton Morrison back in at quarterback, and the Redskins going back to the ground. Two back set, as a matter of fact. Shamari Brooks, one of those two. Now they're going to go to the single back on this third and one. 6:49 to play, third period, 7-3 Union, as they got back quickly on the field in about 30 seconds after that timeout and ran two plays already.
Then they huddle up here for this third down and 2, maybe third and 1.
Going to call it a long one. Brooks is going to be lined up to the left of Morrison. Union looking for the first down. They're going to hand to Shamari. Breaks it out to the right side. And he's got the first down a little bit more. He'll be up to the 35-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 6. Miskell on the tackle, but the Redskins moving the ball. And both teams appear to be able to lean on the other a little bit right about now.
Yeah, you've seen the line of scrimmage at least moving backwards, you know, offensive into the defensive line of scrimmage, which seems like you should be able to pick up a third down, but I'd never, you know, consider that a guarantee.
Three receivers. It's going to be 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side. It is Richardson to the near side. Brooks, again, the setback. They're also going to have a slot short right, 35-yard line for Union on a first down. Morrison back. He's going to run the quarterback draw, and there's a flag out, and he's going to get about a yard, and there's going to be a holding call. That thrown by the referee, and no, those back there are almost always holding calls. They could be a shift call as well. Nope, it's going to be a hold. So, again, Union really struggling with some very unopportunistic holding penalties. Carlos Barrios, very experienced offensive lineman there. We haven't mentioned those guys. At the left tackle, it is Mario Rowland, 6'2", 225. Elwood Tomlin at the guard, 6'1", 285. Barrios at center, 6'2", 260. Nate Peters, 6'2", 305 at guard. And Ricky Stromberg, the future star they all want to talk about, 6'3", 305 at that right tackle spot. So Union's going to have first and 20 at their own 25-yard line. Again, Brooks is going to be in the shotgun. 7-3 Redskins, middle of the third period. They're going to hand to Brooks, but he dropped it. Morrison picked it back up, and he's going to struggle out to the right for about 2 yards. That's a nice job by Morrison. Barnes on the tackle, but really nice awareness by Peyton. He really might have saved a bad thing there.
Yeah, he just grabbed that one up. I couldn't tell if it was a zone read, if he was trying to pull that or if not. But he grabbed the ball, kept it, and it looks like that's enough from the Southern. They're gonna put Grady back in the game.
5:32 to play, third period, 7-3 Union. Second down now and 18 from Union's own 27-yard line. Grady Davenport back in at quarterback. Brooks to his left, fakes to Brooks. He's going to throw the screen to the right side, and that ball is going to be just kind of sucked up right there at about the 30-yard line. It's the same screen, although they ran it back to the inside. They went again to Shamari Brooks. He got nothing. Sales on the tackle, and that time South Lake is not biting, so it's going to be a third down and 15 yards to go, and a South Lake player is down to the bottom of a big scrum down there. It is, 32. So that's going to be Thompson who is down. That'll give both teams a little bit of a opportunity to talk about this, and they're going to call a timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:54 to play, third period. Fast-moving quarter. Union 7, Carroll 3. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Big third down play for the Union Redskins here at South Lake Carroll, leading the Dragons 7-3, 5 minutes to go in the third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins. We'll get down to Doc in a minute and see if the kind of mood has changed on the sidelines. Third and 15 for Union at their 30-yard line. Grady Davenport in the game at the quarterback. Shamari Brooks set to his left at the running back. Davenport straight back, has time to throw. He's going to fire right side. Ball is dropped. Oh, right at the first down marker. Kyrie Richardson could not have had an easier ball. Right between the 8 and the 5. And the poor guy just couldn't hang on to it. Sales was there, but that was a terrific throw. Should have been a first down. Instead, Union will punt.
Yeah, Kyrie made a great run, great route all the way up to the down. Had enough yardage for the first downs, which oftentimes you see as they run at 1 yard shy. Had everything put together except he forgot the most important thing, and that's to catch the ball.
Cade Bell back to return this punt from Farquhar. Farquhar's going to have to hurry to get it away. He does, gets a nice kick away. Bell's going to run forward to catch it, and boy, a dangerous catch at his 40. He caught that right about knee level and rolled. He saved field position. It's going to go just across the 40. That could have been disastrous. It wasn't, and with 4:47 to play, it will be once again South Lake taking over first and 10.
He fielded that like a shortstop, laid out for it, and I tell you what, I let that one go. I don't mind if you give up an extra 10 yards on a roll. I don't want to give the ball up.
Yeah, yell at me, coach, but I'm not going to fumble that thing. So once again, South Lake will bring their offense back out. It hasn't been terribly productive tonight. Mason Holmes will have Johansson to his left. He'll have two receivers to his left and a short slot there as well. One receiver far to his right. They had great receivers here last year. This year, not quite as much. They're going to hand inside to Johansson. He had some success last time. He does again, pushes forward across the 45. Johansson up to around the 47-yard line. Spicer on the tackle, but that's a good 7-yard first down gain. Now, this offensive line of South Lake is enormous, including Carson Green, a 6'6", 285-pound Texas A&M commit here on this left side.
That's a big old boy, and they push right up in there behind him. They got about 7 yards that first push, and just they're not giving up. They're going to try to run that ball as much as they can. It's the only thing really working.
Second down and 3 from their own 48-yard line for South Lake Carroll. They're going to hand inside to Johansson again, and he pops free. He almost got stopped early. Now, he only got about a yard. He jumped up inside, got away, and then Thornton just tattooed him, so he got about one. It's going to be third down and about two, just under 4 minutes to play in the third period, 7-3 Union. And the ball sitting right on top of the Dragon's eye, and the Dragon's right in the middle of a big state of Texas right here at midfield. They're going to need to get to the Dragon's ear for first down. Snap to Holmes. He's going to run the quarterback draw, and he didn't get there. As a matter of fact, Holmes got tattooed and lost a half a yard. He's going to go back to the 49-yard line, so he didn't even get to the eyebrow. Raphael Williams was the guy that was there, and we're looking at an important fourth down now for the Dragons. What are they going to do? Probably try to draw Union offsides. Nope, they're going to go with the punt team. They will bring out Cole Ramage, who is a very good punter, so, I mean, he's a bit of a weapon. Landon Wood will go back to return this thing, and this is where, once again, you cannot have a special teams error.
Well, we saw Landon sometimes last year have to make a fair catch on some of the shorter ones, but we really like to get that in his hands. Like I said, he plays baseball. He's a center fielder. The guy has some speed, so see if he can make something happen.
Snap the Ramage. He's going to get it away, and that's going to be a pretty easy catch for Landon Wood, but, boy, he got hit as soon as he caught it. Didn't make the fair catch, but he's a pretty tough guy. Wasn't a big deal. He's going to be right at the 20-yard line down to Doc Blevins, who you know Landon Wood pretty well, don't you?
I know him very well, and, by the way, he's only going to be a junior this year, and he already has an offer from Wichita State in baseball, which is a pretty good baseball program. But he loves this game of football, too. By the way, Ricky Stromberg, for those that might want to know, is the baby brother of Timmy Stromberg, who was the postman on Union's undefeated 2012 state championship basketball team. Thought people want to know that.
You are a font of knowledge, especially when it comes to the Redskins. First and 10 Union, 7-3 they lead, 2:56 to play in the third period over South Lake Carroll. Davenport back in at running back again. He's going to hand off. No, he's going to take it himself and kind of dance up the middle. He's going to get about two. That does add a little something there when you pull that zone read. We're going to maybe give him 2.5. We'll call it second down and a long seven for the Redskins as they try to add one more score. And Zach, I said this off the air, and I think it's true. You get seven and make it 14-3, and I think this game's in the books.
Yeah, there hadn't been a lot of firepower this evening, and I think if you can get out of one of these games early season with a few points on the board, I think you'd take that one as a victory.
Grab Davenport will throw to the left, and the ball once again is dropped. And I think, was that once again Kyrie?
No, that was CJ.
That was CJ Moore, who catches the ball at the 25-yard line, almost makes a move, and drops the thing. Just downright dropped it. That's the third in-the-hands drop for Union receivers tonight, and I don't think we saw three last year.
No, I think you're probably correct, and that looked like he just tried to make a move upfield before actually securing the ball. And it may be, if you had replay in the NFL, it might be one of those catches, but unfortunately, they're going to mark that incomplete.
Third down, and we're going to call it seven. We'll say it's the 23. Union needs to the 30. Davenport's going to run it himself. He might have it. Does 30, 35, 40, breaks free. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. It's a foot race. 20, 15, 10, 5. Grady Davenport, touchdown Redskins. Grady Davenport goes 77 yards for the score, and there's that six you're looking for. Davenport with a little bit of speed. The safeties had no chance, and the Redskins score again.
Well, that's just a called play. They've spread him out, and he just drops back on a one step and a quarterback go right through the middle, and nobody's going to touch him. One guy tried, and look at him go. Grady just makes a run for the end zone. He gets a little tired there at the end, but I don't blame him. That's a big run, and puts it on in for six. That's
also
awesome.
Ran through a couple of arm tackles there as well. Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Union looking to make it 14-3. Teams are set. Good snap. There's the hold. The kick is up, and it is good. 2:14 to play. Third period. Union might have just gotten themselves a lead they need. 14-3 Redskins. Back with more of a football on KRMG.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really literally looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone at 800-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look. 800-955-STONE. 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to South Lake Carroll, where the Redskins of Union trying to get a little revenge for the last 2 years on the Dragons. Lead 14-3 with 2:14 to go here in this third period. Rick Corey with, of course, Zach Jones, Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and Doc Blevins. They drive for Union. Three plays, 80 yards, 49 seconds is all it took. Davenport's 77-yard run is what did it, and we're now at 14-3. So good offense there, and, you know, the quarterback battle, there's no such thing as being over after week one, but Grady Davenport's really put himself in the conversation for being the guy.
Yeah, he's built a lot of talk around him so far in the first three quarters, and he didn't get to touch the field in one. So in two, he's done a really great job, and that certainly helps when you can break away.
Union will kick this thing off. Rauschenberg will once again kick it about 6 yards deep, and Carroll will take a knee. Down to the field, and Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, I just congratulated Grady, and I asked him what his 40 time was because I saw some unusual speed there, and he said he runs a 4.75, which is pretty good for a high school senior.
Not so bad, huh? Yeah. Apparently, the safeties both run 4.8.
Hey, Doc, you just tell him from now on, just leave the 5 off of it, because I was a 4.7 guy, and I had a 9 on it. So let's just say 4.7. That's awesome.
You know what? And you can bump it down to 6. Who's counting, right? So it's 1st and 10 for South Lake now at their own 25-yard line, trying desperately to get back into this game, but they are under 100 total yards of offense in this game so far. Snap is back out of the shotgun, looking to throw, going to win this thing, or pardon me, toss it out to the left. It's completed at the 20-yard line, pops free to about the 22 to the 23-yard line. That is Johansson. He's brought down out there. It's going to be a gain of only about 3. Looks like Landon Wood was the guy that made the tackle. So Mason Holmes will bring him back up again. And again, remember, Holmes threw for almost 2,900 yards last year. He is certainly capable, but he had Division I receivers last year and a Division I college running back who's now at Texas and little Jordan Humphreys. Johansson will stay there at the running back slot. Holmes back again. Here comes some pressure. Going to fire it to the right. Ball caught at the 25. Breaking free. 40, 45, 50. Down to the 45, to the 40. That is Jackson Davis. Davis made the catch right at first down marker. Turned his shoulders and then broke free. Darius Thornton finally caught him, but not before he rumbles forward. That was going to go good for 28 yards and a first down for South Lake Carroll. Minute and a half to go, third period, 14-3 Union. The Redskins cannot relax. Now at the 39-yard line of Union, first down for the Dragons. Back once again is Holmes, firing to the right, going to go deep, and that ball is almost caught but out of bounds. That's the second time he's thrown it out of bounds. Hudson Shrum was the guy he was trying to get it to. Crittenden on the coverage over there. And Crittenden tonight has just been really good on coverage, but that ball, if it's about another yard of field, might be catchable at 2nd and 10.
Yeah, he put that one out there where you'd expect him to do it. So far tonight, he's 8 of 17, and before that long catch there for 28, he had 7 yards on the night.
So it'll be 2nd and 10 against the 39-yard line of Union. Holmes brings him up. Here comes pressure. Holmes going to have to hurry. Gets it out on the screen play to the right side. It's complete, 45-30, down to the 25-yard line. It's going to go out of bounds around the 22-yard line. That was Johansson. Spicer is the one that got him out of bounds, but really, with Union bringing the heat, that's a brilliant call. And the screen goes for another first down. Now at the Union 23-yard line, the best drive in the last quarter and a half for Southlake.
And they've done it in the air, which is quite impressive because they've only been able to make the run work.
Minute to go now in the third period, 14-3 Union, but they've got him on the move. Back to throw one more time, looking in the middle of the field, and that ball is incomplete. And, boy, it looked like they're trying to get it to Cade Bell, and Bell got hit just as that ball got there, and it's going to go incomplete. Spicer, one of the guys who put the lick on him, it'll be 2nd down and 10. And suddenly Mason Holmes is, well, he just looks more interested, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I remember last year they did a little bit of kind of uncharacteristic run the ball, and then somehow Holmes put it together towards the end of the game and just started firing the ball away.
Holmes has him back to the line of scrimmage, and now at the Union 23-yard line, 2nd and 10, 14-3 Redskins, 52 seconds to play, third period. Holmes has him ready. Three to his left, two to his right. He's going to throw once again well out of bounds. Now, they're going to throw a flag on that, and Crittenden is the guy they're going to throw it on. But Crittenden, the ball was easily 2 yards out of bounds. Wilt Chamberlain couldn't have caught that. Hudson Shrum's the guy they were trying to throw it to. And if you say he had the hands on him before the ball was thrown, then you can call that.
Well,
but that's not interference afterwards.
He didn't have the hands on him. He just gave him a big two hands right to the chest plate, pushed him out of bounds. And it's great hands here. Watch it on the replay. He just gives him a big old shove out of bounds. I don't think anyone could have got it. It's not catchable. Looks like they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, they are going to give it to him. They're going to mark it all the way down to the 10-yard line. You can't be quite that obvious if you're going to chest push the guy.
You'd like to see him physical, just not quite that physical.
Yeah, so it's going to be first and goal, but now at Union's 10-yard line with 47 seconds to go here in the third period. Johansson still a running back. Holmes still a quarterback. Two receivers to either side. Two of those guys are shorter slots. Two are the far-out wideouts. Johansson to the left. Now motion from right to left. Mason goes to his left, and he's going to have a little bit of room, but he gets pretty well stacked up right there by Kyrie Fisher. Kyrie came flying upfield, turned Johansson back, then turned back in Holmes. Devin Bajek was there as well to come over the top. That'll be a gain of about one, and we'll call it second and goal from the nine. Now, Southlake has been here, right here about the same place in the first period and could not get it in. Johansson again will be the running back. Three receivers now, trips to that far side. That's the right. Holmes straight back to throw. He's going to look to his left. Now he's going to dump it out to the left to Johansson. A flag comes out, and Union's going to snuff it out, and he's going to lose 3 yards. Several Redskins were there. First guy there was Quentin Barnes. The flags came out before that, probably against Southlake, considering where they were thrown, but Union might want to turn that down because you're looking at third and goal from the 11 at that point.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad place to turn that penalty down, especially if they tackle for a loss. So they lose yardage, and they also lose a down, which is just a great position to be in for a penalty.
12 seconds to go here in this third period, 14-3 Redskins, but the Dragons knocking here a bit at the door. They did lose some yardage right there. They're going to call a hold, and Union did turn it down, which I think was the right thing to do. No, they called a hold against Union?
Offset.
Oh, they called offsetting. All right, so they're going to put it right back at the 9-yard line. So they did find a way to get the Oklahoma team a penalty as well. But you don't know which side of the border you're on, so it makes sense. So it's going to be second down and goal once again. They'll repeat the down. Gives Southlake a couple of different things to their advantage. Split receivers, two on either side. Johansson to the right of Holmes. He's going to fake the handoff to the inside, throw to the middle of the field. That ball is knocked away, and they're going to call interference again. And Holmes got knocked down. Jackson Davis is the guy he was trying to go to. Fields was there. And quite honestly, I couldn't see that one well enough to see whether there was interference there or not. But if it's going to be close, they're going to call it.
Yeah, that looks like a close call down by the goal line. Maybe we can see it on the replay. Maybe not.
But they're not going to show the replay.
Yeah.
Fields was a smart move, boys.
Fields was sort of draped over his shoulder plate trying to reach across for the deflection, and looks like he's going to get the call. They've called it pretty tight tonight. I would expect nothing else after they've called that. It's not like a tic-tac that they wouldn't have been calling.
Right.
But they're going to get that extra yardage.
So they're going to move this thing down. That will put the ball, should put the ball at the two, but they're going to put it back. That shouldn't be a half the distance. That's interference in the end zone.
And it's college rules, so yep.
I should put the ball at the two. Yeah, and they are actually going to put it at the one. So they will put it down at the 1 yard line. They were standing around at the four. It looked like maybe they were all ordering lunch. And they've decided to go ahead and this time put it here at the 4 yard line. We're going to end up with the quarter running out. Not quite. 7 seconds to go. Now the officials are going to go talk again. See what they want to get Jimmy and Millie for a wedding present.
Do you want to make this go into overtime? Turn on the sprinklers.
I can get you right now. those references, by the way, to Bull Durham. All right. If you listen, by the way, if you don't know, there is streaming as well this year, so you can watch a stream and hear our broadcast. You can also hear our broadcast off the air, so we'll play some movie trivia off the air during our broadcast if you'd like. All right. So we're down to first and goal for Southlake now at the Union 1. The snap's going to go over the head of the quarterback, and he is going to run to his right. He's going to throw to the right. That ball is going to go out of bounds. That was Kyrie Fisher who was back there on him, and it was Patrick Fields who was back as well. But the snap was errant, and that really, really caused the problem early on for the Dragons. And with 1 second to go in the third period, trailing 14-3, they're going to bring in a whole new football team.
I'll tell you what, if Holmes doesn't play baseball, he needs to try out because that guy is awesome with the ball. If it's an errant bounce or throw, he's got it.
Well, they've got big upbacks they just brought into the game, and chances are this is going to be a quarterback draw right up the middle. Holmes is waiting for the snap, and here he comes right up the middle, and he got nowhere close. Matter of fact, he dropped the football for a second. Union might have it. I think the Redskins do have it. The officials have not unpiled to say that yet. He got hit right away, and I think one of the guys that hit him was Thornton.
He's got a 13, has
Yep, Darius Thornton came out with the ball. Kyrie Fisher was there as well. These officials didn't see that ball hit the ground. I would not be surprised. Yep, they're just going to give it right back to Southlake. They didn't see it, so it didn't happen.
Well,
I was looking at that with the field glasses. The ball came out. They're going to say end of quarter, and they're going to give it right back to the Dragons. So we'll take a break. 14-3, Southlake trailing Union here as we go to the fourth quarter in Texas. This is Redskins football on KRMG.